Welcome in. Hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. There is a blessing that comes from Almighty God in knowing that you said the right thing at the right time. Now, if I were to be more official and more polished, I might say, there's a blessing, my friend, of speaking correct words at the correct time. Well, God's word tells us that it's a special blessing, and I've experienced that blessing from time to time when I have said the right thing at the right time. I've expressed a few difficult times when I said the wrong thing at the wrong time. That happens with me quite often, too. And it's not because I don't want to say the right thing. I just mess up sometimes. Have you ever been there? I think you have. I think you're human. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23. This speaks of that blessing. Proverbs 15, 23. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season. How good is it? Exclamation. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? We would say, how good it is. The person that's mastered their spirit and their tongue will avoid many hurtful and embarrassing moments in life. The discipline to take the time to give thought and measure to a word and the proper moment to speak that word is of more value than the finest platinum, gold, or silver that you might find. True wisdom and power of persuasion does not rest in speaking ability alone, but in the discernment of knowing the right word and the right time. Right words at the wrong moment are as hurtful as wrong words at the right moment. Neither are profitable to the speaker or to the hearer. Oftentimes, it's better that we leave our words unsaid than it is to speak them out of season, out of time. And that's something that's hard for me to realize because I speak so many words. And I think that this is true of any of us who handle words for a living. That's what we do. We handle words. We speak words. We talk. We write. And sometimes we should just hold our words to ourselves. Many times there's nothing that is of value to be said in an awkward or difficult or painful situation. Sometimes it's better just to listen than it is to contribute your thoughts. And this is a hard thing to learn, But in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23, that's the theme. The man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. We need to study and seek God's favor in learning to carefully measure our words and to discern the right time for speaking so that our words are like healing salve. They're like light in the darkness, the starry sky on a dark night. They're good news to a sad heart. They're sunshine after the rain. And they're the early rays of dawn after a dark night, or a refreshing shower after a hard day at work. We need to learn the value of receiving joy from the words fitly spoken, and from our words fitly spoken. I go into an office many times in another city, and in that office there is a gentleman who preaches. And this fella loves the Word of God. And he and I get to talk from time to time about the things of God. And every time I see him, which is most every time I go into that office situation, every time I see him, he says, "Now, what's God's word to you for us today? What's God's word for you for us today?" So I am now trying to remember to have a word ready for him, because I don't want to speak out of turn or improperly. There's so much in God's word that we can share, and the Lord has been faithful in giving me something every time I've talked to him to share with him, and then to hear his response in like manner about what God is doing in his life. Oh, it's fantastic. You see, that's what the sharing of faithful words and proper words and correct words is all about. May we do that today. May we be quiet when we should, and may we speak when we should. Heavenly Father, this is your day. The day is burning forth and beaming forth, and it's your day. You've called us into this day. You've given us the breath of the morning. Your mercies, your compassions never fail. They're new every morning, and they're ours today, and we thank you for that. We thank you that you've started something new today and that you've included us in it. Help us to have words that are fit to be spoken and spoken fitly today. Father, we love you. We thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. We ask you to work in our hearts and lives. We can't do anything without you. And we ask you to make yourself known to us today. And we thank you for that very thing. Now we ask as well that you'll meet the needs of these that we've been praying for, that you would help them, that you'll bring them through their trials and troubles, that you'll give them grace in the place of grief, that you'll give them grace in the place of trial and turmoil and trouble, that you will give them peace and joy, give them long-suffering where it's needed. And Lord, I pray that you will give them your provision of all of the physical needs that they have, that you would meet them where they are, and that you would bless them abundantly in Jesus Christ. And I pray that you'll do that for myself and my family, and for the radio folk, the volunteers and the staff, and that you, by your grace, would be our provision for the ministry of WHCB, so we can continue to do your work. Father, we thank you, we give you praise, in Jesus' name, amen.